Today, we will study lesson number 25 of Mishnayos Maseches Nozir, and Amir Tzashem, we will complete the sixth perek. We're learning the last two Mishnayos, Yud and Yud Alof, 10 and 11 of Perek Vov. Mishnayot. Now, we've learned yesterday the procedure of a Nazirus Tahara, a Tiglachas Tahara, rather. The haircut, the korbanos, which come after a Nazirus has been successfully completed. And we've learned that if he takes the haircut after, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Shlomim was shechted, or according to Rabbi Loza, the Chatas was shechted, or indeed, B'diavad, B'diavad, if he takes the haircut after any one of the three korbanos was brought, was shechted, was the shechita, he's yotze. However, the teglachas has to follow the shechita of one of the korbanos. Suppose the giluach happened before any of the korbanos was nishchat, was shechted. Then the teglachas is posel. And it's the same thing as having taken a haircut in the middle of the Nazirus, in which case, so says Shloshim Yom, he's got to wait 30 days of hair growth before he can bring his korbanos again. In this Mishnah, we have a scenario, which is not entirely uncommon, that one of the korbanos that he brought, on the basis of which he took the giluach, he took the haircut, turned out to have been posel. Gilach al hazevach. If the Nazir took his haircut after one of the korbanos was shechted, thinking that now he could take a haircut, for nimtza posel, and it turned out that the korban was posel, was void. It became, the blood was spilled, or the oil became tomei. Then tiglachto pesula. So the whole haircut is voided, and it's so says Shloshim Yom, he needs another 30 days. And the other korbanos that he might have brought after the tiglachas are all posel, because since his tiglachas was not really after a valid korban, but after a posel korban, a korban which was posel, and he has to wait another 30 days for a new tiglachas, so the korbanos were brought prematurely, and all his korbanos are not yotze. Gilach al hachatas shelo lishmo. Suppose he brought his carbon chatas, but the carbon was brought shalom lishma. It was not brought with the intention of it serving as a carbon chatas. It was not shechted with the intention that it should serve as a carbon chatas. And the basis of that chatas shalom lishma, he took his haircut. And then he brought the ola and the shlomim properly, l'shem ola, l'shem shlomim. Since the chatas was shechted shelo lishmo, it's posel. Chatas shenishchato shelo lishmo is psula. So therefore, tiglachto psula. The haircut is void. Uzevochav lo alulo. And his karbonos have not, he's not been yotze with his karbonos. Gilach al ha'olo al ha'shlomim shelo lishmo. If the korban ola or the korban shlomim were shechted, not l'shem ola, not l'shem shlomim. And the din is, as we were learning Mitz Hashem and the Mishnah in Zvochim at the very beginning of Masechet Zvochim, that an Ola and a Shlomim which were shechted shelo lishmam are kosher, but lo Ola lo Bailim l'shem Chova, the Bailim, the owner of the Korban, is not Yotze with the Korban shelo lishmam. So in this case, the Ola and the Shlomim which he brought are just Korbanos Nedava, they're not Korbanos Nozir. And if he took a haircut on the basis of this Ola or Shlomim shelo lishmam, and then he brought his other korbanos properly, l'shem chatos or whatever, tiglachto psula zavochav lo alolo, same scenario. If taglachas was not done on the base of a korban, which is a korban of a nazir, it was rather a korban nadova, therefore the tiglachas is as if it took place in the middle of the term, and so says Shloshim Yom, he needs another 30-day count of in order to take a tiglachas. However, Rabbi Shimon says, no, the tiglachas is kosher. Because Rabbi Shimon said, holds, that a nazir who is megaleach, who has a giluach, for an olas nedava or shalme nedava, not for an olas nazir or a shalme nazir, but for any ola. Rabbi Shimon also hazevach, so that korban which he brought shalolishma the ola shlamim, lo olalo, because the since it's shalolishma, he doesn't fulfill with them his chiyuv of a nazirus. Avol shazevachim, but the other korbanos which he brought, olulo, do serve as kosher korbanos for nazir, and he doesn't have to bring others because his taglachas was kosher. He holds a almost revolutionary principle, namely nazir shegilach al olas nedova shalme nedova. In this case, the olah shlamim brought shalo lishmon, the kosher korbanos. He has a valid giluach, and whatever korbanos he brings subsequently, he is yotze with them. The halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. V'im gilach al shloshto. If a person waited until all three korbanos were shechted, and then took his haircut, and then one is found to be kosher, and the other two posel, tiklachto kishero, his tiklachas is kosher. For Yovi Shar HaZvochim, he should bring two new korbanos because of the two that became posel. But we learned already in Mishnah Zayin, Im gilach al echad mishloshton yotza. So since one of the korbanos was kosher, he is yotze with the tiklachas. However, he's missing the two korbanos which became tome or posel, and he has to bring two new korbanos, but his tiklachas is not affected. Mishneh Yud Aleph. And we learned that if a nazir becomes tome after the term of his nazirus, he was a nazir for 100 days. We learned this back in Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. He was a nazir for 100 days, and he became tome on the 101st day without having brought the korbanos, without having done the tiklachas. There's a machlokas there. Tanakhama says he has to wait 30 days. Rabbi Eliezer says he only has to wait 7 days, meaning he only has to become tohor. And then he can bring his korbanos and do a giluach. Our Mishnah is a situation when the nazir becomes tomei after he brought one of the korbanos before the tiglachas. What's the din of the other korbanos? Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachomim. Misha nizrak olov echod min hadomim. Okay, he's a nazir. He concluded his term of nazirus. Bitaharo. And he brings one of the korbanos, and it's shechted. So now, at least b'di'eved, he can have his giluach. But he didn't have his giluach yet. V'nitmo, he became tomei. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Soser Asakol. Rabbi Eliezer says that all three korbanos are down the tubes. Even the korban which he brought before he became tomei, he's not yotzei with that. He has to rather wait 7 days, become tohor from his tumah, and bring a new set of three korbanos, and then have a tiklachas hatahara. Chachamim omrim, yovi shor korbanos of a yitor. All he has to do is bring two more korbanos, become tohor, and he's fine. Meaning, he first becomes tohor, 7 days, the hazor, then he brings the other korbanos, and he has been yotzei. Omru lo, v'chachomim omru yavi sh'ar korbanos of yitor. Omru lo, v'chachomim said to Rabbi Eliezer, a story, an actual event, Maisa Shehoyed, Maisa Rav, Maase b'Miriam ha-Tarmodis. A story happened with a woman named Miriam from a place called Tarmod, some say Tadmor, she'nizrak oleho echod min hadomim, she was in the zero, and she had this rikas dam for one of her korbanos. The other two she hadn't brought yet. Uvo v'yomrula, messages came running to the base of Migdash and told her, albito shohoiso misukenes, her daughter was dangerously ill, mortally sick. So she, of course, ran to her daughter. V'holcha mitzoato shemesa, she found her daughter dead, so she now became tome. So with this scenario, nizrak olav echod min hadomim, and then v'nitmo, Yomru Chachomim, Tovi Shor Korbanoso Vititor. Let her bring, Tovi Shor Korbanoseho Vititor. Let her simply bring the other two Korbanos. Meaning, let her become Tohor, then bring the other Korbanos, and everything's fine. She doesn't lose anything in the process. And so we have completed the sixth Perek
of Maseches Nozir, and in the process completed the 25th lesson of Mishnayos Maseches Nozir.